Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the BDNY show, the Javits Center in New York City, first day of the show, and I'm with Paul Cleary, the CEO of Lexmark Hospitality. Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Great to see you as always.
Let's start out talking about the market, and then let's get into what you're talking about here. Some very good-looking products here. You have another 20 by 20 space here, which is, I think, the largest allowable space at the show. This is a big show for you.
It's a huge show, yeah. So, I mean, hospitality is our focus, as you well know, so we really want to put our best foot forward. And BDNY has become really important to the design community for hospitality. So again, the products we're featured here are focused more on the customization side. It's a great market for us, and we really enjoy being here.
First, about the show, you're right. I'm hearing more and more people say that this show is taking share from the HD show in Vegas, right?
Yeah. I think HD is still complementary. I think HD is a broader audience for the broad trade for hospitality, but I certainly think there's a percentage of designers out here is a lot higher, and that definitely is a place we want to be.
As Michelle Finn said, I interviewed her a couple weeks ago, one of the neat things about this show, it's a two-day show, and you can walk it in about an hour or so.
Yeah, also the location here, because you're right in the heart of the community in terms of the DC people, whether they're the brands or whether the designers can come up on the train. People from Boston a lot of times will come down on the train. So you got a really good catchment area, and I think the Sunday helps with billable hours, because obviously they're not giving up weekly billable hours. So I think all of that combines to make it a really good event for everybody.
So some people that track this business and track the statistics are saying that the hospitality business is peaking right now, that the occupancy rate is, there's more rooms being rented than ever, and the room rate, what they're getting for each room, is higher than it's ever been. So is that what you're hearing?
That's absolutely what we're hearing. And that's good and bad. It's good in terms of the economics of the business, is that there's a lot of money flowing in for capital, whether that's a new build or for renovation. It's bad in terms of people are so busy, they don't want to shut down. So we're in the business of supplying carpet and closing down rooms while they do that. So that does become a challenge, but overall it's very good. As we were talking earlier, we were just at lodging conference a couple of weeks ago in Phoenix, and the two economic groups that help, STR and Lodging Econometrics, are both saying that there's a good trend ahead for us. They will only go out 2 years in terms of their construction forecast, but when you talk to some of the owners who are on the panels, they're talking about a five-year window of growth for hospitality, which is great news for all of us in the flooring and in the interiors side of hospitality.
So you're saying five more years of strength?
That's what they're saying, because of what will happen is that we'll start to pivot away from new construction towards renovation, because every time a new hotel goes up, the existing hotel has to compete with it. And so you go into a renovation cycle. So we think there's a good 5 years of economic growth ahead for the interior side.
So many people would have thought Airbnb was going to put a dent in the lodging business, but that's not the case, huh?
No, I don't believe so. I think they're appealing to different groups. I think, you know, the hotel industry is still very heavily dependent on business travelers. I also think the kind of people who are spending money in hotels are not necessarily those millennials that a lot of people have been talking about. So I think Airbnb will continue to influence what the large brands do, to the point where some of the large brands are now saying they're more focused on technology than they are on real estate. But I still think it will be separate in how it moves forward.
All right, one more question about the market, and then let's move into the Lexmark story. When you have to negotiate to sell finishes into these properties, I mean, there's multiple layers. There's A&D. There's obviously the brands, you know, the Marriotts and Starwoods and all that, which is not one, I guess. And there's the property owners. And there's also this procurement layer, too, that you have to work through, right?
Absolutely.
So tell me about the influences there and who has the most influence.
Well, how long is a piece of string, right? It's the whole thing works together, and I describe it as an ecosystem. So the brands ultimately dictate what goes in. But they also they rely on procurement, they rely on A&D, and so it all has to work together. So as a manufacturer, we've got to have to be nimble enough where we can work with all of those angles, and it definitely presents challenges, particularly for a smaller independent company like us. But we've been doing it now 25 years, so you rely on your experience, you rely on your relationships, and ultimately you rely on delivering the product on time and on budget. And that allows us to exist across all of those layers.
But how do you divide your army and focus your army? Because you've got to be the supplier of choice with all four of those, right?
Yeah. That's a great question, and that's sometimes what keeps me awake at night. Yeah. But, I mean, the reality is that it's a small universe. So the brands, as you well know, have consolidated dramatically. You've now got seven brands that are probably 85% of all the real estate that's out there. So you focus on those to do the job. The folks who are doing the procurement now are also a shrinking universe, and they've had to align with the brands as preferred service providers. So again, we focus on those folks. The one thing that is growing is the third party A&D, which is why this show becomes very important, because you do get to see a lot of them. They're here because they're also marketing to the brand. So you just got to be nimble enough to be able to go work across all of those.
Now, remind me again, when it comes to Lexmark, you've told me before about market share. I know this is your sole focus on the commercial side of the business, but I mean, while you're solely focused on this, you're actually a player, right?
Yeah, so we feel we're the leader in guest room supply for Broadloom, and we're definitely overall in hospitality carpet, we're the number three brand. But in terms of guest room, we feel we're the market leader, and we continue to take share in that area. So it's been a good couple of years for us.
Well, and I've got to compliment you. I think I should compliment you, but you have a focus. I mean, you're soft surface only. Yep. So, Paul, tell me about your message at the show today. And I've got to tell you, some of these products I'm seeing, like these gold accents, you've got some gorgeous products.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so the message here is focus on design. Everything we're showing is what we call a temp collection. And all that means is it's a starting point for the designers. If they say they want the product we're showing, we can run it, the machine is set up to run it, but typically they're going to use that as a place to customize. So whether they change the scale or the look or the length, all of that's possible, and it's all available to them online as well. So it's a great tool. So it's really a source of inspiration for designers, and we're getting great feedback. Glad you picked up on the metallic yarns. Everybody's going crazy for that right now, particularly the silver and the gold. And everybody's reacting to it. We've got a lot of people coming and taking pictures with their shoes or whatever, their gold handbag, showing off the yarn. So it's just a fun way to interact and let them do exactly what we're trying to say, which is explore the possibilities with Lexmark.
Now, I know Lexmark makes their own yarn. Do you make this metallic yarn, or you source
that? We make this metallic yarn ourselves. I mean, it works really well. We try and keep it in a loop construction, and we try and limit the coverage because it's, you know, from a maintenance perspective, we don't want to have something that would cause problems in heavy traffic areas in hotels. But yeah, we extrude it all ourselves, and it's a beautiful yarn.
Now, there's one last question. As far as the people you've been seeing here today, first day of the show, or is it across the board, across those four different groups that we talked about?
No, it's predominantly the design community, and we're seeing them from all across the country. We've had people from L.A., Seattle, Arizona, and, of course, obviously New York, Boston, D.C. But it's predominantly the design community, and the designers who work for the brands as well are here, so it's just a great venue.
All right, Paul, well, I'll let you get back to your booth here. It's a crowded space. I know there's people here standing in line to talk to you. Again, been talking to Paul Cleary, the CEO of Lexmark Hospitality, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.